Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem Feedback and Insights, Shir number 132. And we're going to talk about the theme we started discussing in Feedback 131 in regard to the healthy sexual oneness between a husband and a wife, and to understand that it is not true that it comes naturally, that it takes a lot of effort and work in order to attain it, but it's rewarding work and it's rewarding effort that's worthwhile, that's actually a chiyah, but it's also very worthwhile and it brings tremendous bracha. So we talked about the idea of having sexual connection because of pruvu, about filling the strong emotional needs and physical needs that the husband and wife have, that they could give each other. We are sexual beings. We explained that that is from Hashem. We have by nature, strong desire for each other sexually. When there is ahava and achva on an emotional level, which could be attained, then there is a sexual desire. And that is made by Hashem, not by human beings. We do have problems and struggles before marriage and in times in marriage where the sexual should not be expressed in controlling the strong desire, and it is an assayin. It is true. But within marriage and in the right time, where it's when it's not the nida period, the desire is to find full satisfaction in tashmish, in the sexual realm. And when we give to each other fully, openly, that is the Ratzon Hashem. When we refuse each other this privilege and this gift, we are frustrating the pattern that Hashem wants us to give, and we're frustrating actually ourselves. If husbands and wives take this responsibility seriously, the rate of extramarital affairs would be drastically lowered, sigh in the country and the world overall, and sigh within our own nation, and sigh within our own firm world. If a husbands and wives going into marriage and through the course of marriage take this sexual oneness effort responsibility seriously with one another, mutually, like a team. You're both on the same page, fully committed to live a full, healthy sexual life of giving to each other. Then the rate of extramarital affairs would be drastically lowered. Very often, and again, we say this a lot, stereotypically, a husband has a greater desire for the sexual intercourse than his wife. Sometimes it's reverse. Very often it's reverse. And if it's in the case, we're just going to say now where the wife is in the lower drive, and she's honest, and she says, I don't feel like having sexual intercourse as often as my husband desires. And the husband is aware of that, and they talk about it. And very often, again, and it's the other way around too, if the husband does not have that cheshik and the wife does, then there is to be worked out where the idea is sometimes when you're both rested, you could have a longer time being intimate with all the foreplay and all using all your energy and so on. And sometimes when you're both tired, or one of you is tired, or one of you is in the mood and the other one isn't, but you know it's healthy to give to one another, then the one who is tired, whether husband or wife, would tell his or her spouse that they're very tired, and they work out to have intimacy in a shorter version of it, with less foreplay, with less time, but really heartfelt anyway. It could be done in a short period of time. Shouldn't be forced to feel you have to have an orgasm every time. Shouldn't be forced to have that sky high all the time. But the connection, when one needs it and the other one doesn't need it so much, to give at least in that aspect of it. And again, no one could ever pressure or force. We're not talking about that now. That's a separate subject. We're talking about when a husband and wife are both on the same page. Their goal is to fulfill each other sexually, but they know things hold it back, like a lack of desire sometimes, or fatigue, and so on. So besides the purpose of Peru Revu, and besides the purpose of fulfilling the sexual and the physical and emotional needs, there's a Nakuda itself, and this is something that's sort of a chiddush, but if you read it from the Stipler's letters and others, that this is what it is, it's to provide pleasure. Hashem wants a husband to provide pleasure for his wife. Again, that is designed by Hashem, not by human beings. Hashem did not have to make the sexual act pleasurable. He did not have to do that. But he did do that. You know, he could have created that you experience a certain pain when you don't have relations, and then the relations could cause you to have less pain or no pain, and people would be compelled to be together because of that. But Hashem didn't do that. He made it very, very pleasurable. So you're going to say that part of it is to make an assayin, that it should be an assayin. That is true too. But it's also designed mitzad atzmai. It's pleasurable because Hashem wanted it to be, and he's good. And he says, if you use it the way I designed it, ish and isha, yud and the k, with the shchina there, then I want it to be used, and I want it to be used right. And that includes the pleasure aspect of it. The simeches ishtai applies to everything. It applies to spending time with her. It applies to fulfill her emotional needs and her physical needs and her spiritual needs the whole year of Shana Rishayna. But it is also v'simach by giving her pleasure, sexual pleasure. That is a big chelik of it. And all through their lives as well. In the secular world, they have something called a honeymoon. You know, usually right after the wedding. And did some research on it. For many people, it could be a very high experience. True. People will say it was unbelievable. But for many, many, it was a very disappointing time. And one of the reasons is the Nakuda, the Torah knows this. Again, everything is in Torah. If the Torah said that v'simaches ishtai for a full year, that means you for all types of simcha, including providing her sexual pleasure and enjoying the special sexual experience, that it takes a full year to acclimate, to get to that level and to work through it for a full year. A honeymoon that's for a week or two or 2 weeks or even a month won't do it. It takes time. Sexual oneness takes time. For them to experience pleasure one to the other takes time. And no matter how long you're married, you could be married many years, but if right now, whatever stage you are in marriage, you want to start working on this and enjoying the sexual aspects of your marriage, which will enhance the physical and the spiritual and the emotional as well, then one needs to work on it and take time and so on. And very often on honeymoons, especially when you're going on these long trips in the secular world, they run around from place to place and they get fatigued and they get tired. And and it really is not ideal. So the idea is pleasure, but the pleasure comes from a true love, of a real love. A love that right now you're going to say maybe toli bedavar because of the pleasure that's involved, but at the same time, it's eino toli bedavar. Why? Because you're going because of the tachlis. You're doing it because of the tachlis. It's kedai to look at the Drash Moshe in one of his drashos on Shabbos HaGadol. He talks a lot about the body and the soul and what the purpose of everything is. And he explains that when the neshama tries to serve the body by fulfilling all the body's needs, life is miserable. Even the physical life is miserable. But when the body tries to serve the soul's needs, then life is beautiful, even in a physical way. Which means when the body even does their own physical things that it needs to do, but for the purpose of to live a full life and to have spirituality and to serve Hashem, then even those physical acts are really serving the neshama. And it seems strange when people are hearing shiurim like this. How could a pleasurable sexual experience and to yearn for that and to strive for that together be good for the neshama when the neshama is about spirituality and not physicality? And the answer is because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's toiv, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said your vehicle to me and my Shechina coming down is when you, the Yud and the Hey, the Ish and the Isha are like one, which includes, of course, all aspects of oneness, the emotional, intellectual, and spiritual, but also physical, because that's what I want, not just for Pruvu, but also to satisfy her physical needs and to satisfy and by giving pleasure. So once pleasure becomes part of the equation of what Hashem wants in a healthy marriage, husband to wife, wife to husband, then when you're doing it for that purpose, then the body is indeed serving the neshama. Another thing to understand, again, this is generally speaking, sometimes it's different, that her and his needs for sexuality differs. A husband, I'll give you an example. You know, they wake up in the morning and a wife gets dressed and she's looking nice. Husband's looking admiringly at her and expresses it also. And she knows that if he had the choice and if it would be possible, they would again, be together. And she wonders to herself, like, can he think about that now, like 24/7 and in the morning? What's going on here? And again, we spoke about this many times. It has nothing to do with frumkeit. You could have the biggest shmir saying Nayim and Kedusha and be Erlich and have your mind in the right places. But nevertheless, your wife gets up in the morning and gets dressed and she looks good. Physiologically, psychologically, a man will want to be with her. It's just simply the way Hashem designed it. And for the actual desire, there's nothing to be ashamed of. To be responsible and behave the right way, that indeed is a responsibility. But very often, the sex drive in a male is more physically based than for a female. You see this in the biology as well. The male glands over there produces sperm cells. Cells come along with the seminal fluid stored. And then when it's full, there's a pull for the release. You don't have that type of a biology in females. In females, the sexual need is usually more emotional than physical. The emotional comes first and then the physical later. Very often a husband would have very little difficulty in having sexual intercourse, even after, let's say they have a big fight. They got a big fight. But the husband, in an hour later, he'd be willing to, he'll be wanting to be with her. A wife, for a wife, it's usually impossible. Her emotions aren't involved. She was hurt, and there needs to be a connection, emotional connection, and she cannot have a meaningful sexual fulfillment when things are not right in other areas of the relationship. That's the way they differ. And the idea is that one needs to express always kindness and thoughtfulness. And in a very indirect way, but it is a very powerful way, you develop the sexual connection by behaving properly in the nida period with a proper respect and deep friendship. And the non-sexuality of the nida period actually enhances directly the sexual experience when she becomes tar after going to the mikvah. So the idea being, again, is when you understand the differences between the physical and emotional responses of males and females overall, in their sexual desire, in sexual intercourse itself. For example, the husband comes to an emotional and physical climax rapidly, and after that, his emotions drop rapidly and his physical desire drops rapidly. While his wife, it's more gradual in her emotional changes, both before and after climax. And therefore, in order to experience physical oneness, there needs to be an acclimation between the two and working along to getting through understanding and acclimating towards each other's natures. So that is why, for example, the husband, when he works on, again, everything's in the Torah. You think that the Torah is saying that in order to hold back, it stresses that you hold back as much as you can from ejaculating because of Kedusha, and it is Kedusha. But physically also, to have that satisfactory, enjoyable sexual experience, first of all, for the wife herself, the more delayed and she gets into it, the better. So the more he is able to delay, the better. And for himself, the anticipation, it may be uncomfortable in the beginning, but you could train yourself to hold back. That's an anticipation that itself is pleasurable. And then when it finally happens, it is even more pleasurable than if it was done instantly. So the idea behind this is people have these dreams about Hollywood, about movies, about actors and actresses with perfect bodies, mating on screen, no problems. But this is just fiction, and it was also a disaster. Hashem, in his infinite wisdom, gave us this gift to create children, to create emotional connection, to provide pleasure, to bring a husband and wife closer together in intimacy in a marriage. A lifetime, he wants you to explore each other physically, to explore each other spiritually, to explore each other intellectually, to explore each other emotionally. Of course, there's adjustments and there's challenges, but Hashem wants you to work through that and to enjoy that experience immensely. Bracha and Hatzlacha.